the business news now from Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. Ireland has fallen four places in a ranking of the most attractive countries for professionals around the world to work. Ireland is now ranked 36th, according to the report from the Stepstone Group, the parent company of IrishJobs.ie. Dublin placed 36th in the most desirable cities for global talent to work. That's unchanged since the last survey in 2020. Dr. Tobias Zimmerman is labour market expert at Stepstone Group. He joins me on the line now. Dr. Zimmerman, why is Ireland less attractive now for relocating professionals?
Yeah, wonderful. Good morning, Adam, and thanks for having me. I would generally say, this is the first thing I want to point out, is ranked 36 out of 203 is a pretty solid result, I would assume. Obviously, the news around housing costs are maybe not such a good result like last year, but I would say 36 is not too bad at all. Looking into which countries are next ranked to Ireland is South Africa, Greece, Indonesia, so pretty good company, I would think.
Australia now tops the list of the most attractive countries. It rose from 7th in the survey 9 years ago, so a fairly solid increase over the years. What is it offering besides the weather, I suppose, that's drawing people in?
Yeah, Australia offers a pretty good package all over. But the interesting thing we saw in this report is that people do not or seem to not choose a country based on a very specific country brand or something. People look into two main aspects when choosing a destination where they want to relocate for work. These are quality of life, where, by the way, Ireland is overperforming, so good one here, and especially job opportunities. So if people see a good job opportunity out there, they are willing to relocate. So our advice is really showcase the job opportunities you have and the people will come.
At the same time, the survey also shows that a far smaller proportion of Irish people are thinking of moving away to work compared to the average worldwide.
Yeah, that's true. The Irish are not really mobile, but this is not a surprise. The Germans, where I'm coming from, are also not that mobile. We found that countries with a very high standard of living, with low fertility and a strong job market, are the least mobile. Last year, economists looked into the Irish economy and stated an extremely tight labor market. I was just checking with an unemployment of 4.3 in March, according to your statistics office. This is still the case. Mm-hmm. So why leaving such a strong economy, right?
Dr. Tobias Zimmerman, labor market expert at Stepstone Group, thank you very much for that.